Hi everyone, welcome to episode 27 of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host, Tico Muffin, and today, as always, we'll be going over all the latest news and more. Quickly, I'm so sorry, 2 days late, and probably by now you think, like, there is an episode, but there is one, and I'm sorry, it's just GoFest, I did it, and I was super tired afterwards, and yeah, I've just taken a break, but I'm still doing it, so don't worry. And for me, GoFest was amazing. I caught so many shinies, and just gonna check. So, on GoFest, I caught a shiny Skarmory, a shiny Growlithe, which I evolved into shiny Arcanine, a shiny Absol, which was really good, 2 shiny Pikachus with the Milliwetter hats, and 1 of each gender, a shiny Jigglypuff, which I evolved into shiny Wigglytuff, 2 shiny Beldums, which one of them, which with good IVs, I evolved into a shiny Metagross, a shiny Gligar, a shiny Bonsly, which I actually hatched, shiny Alola Mola, shiny Chimiko, shiny Woobat, and on day 2 I only caught 1 shiny, and that was a shiny Moltres, and it's an amazing shiny, so yeah, I'm happy about that. And caught lots of dinos, but sadly I didn't catch a shiny, so yeah, just really unlucky about that. And on day 2 I caught quite a few legendaries, but I didn't do as many as I could. But if I could have, I would have done more. So I actually only did about like 20 raids. And wait, my favorite ones I caught were Rayquaza, Heatran, Raikou, Giratina, which is altered form, and Kyogre. There were others, but then as well as shiny Moltres. So yeah, this week for me is amazing. And also, before GoFest, I actually leveled up to level 36. And now after GoFest, I am 1,010,000. Through level 36, so 990,000 into level 37. And also, if you had bought the ticket, you know what it was, where you could get the pose and all that stuff. I chose Pikachu Rockstar, and now whenever I go to my avatar, it's like doing an air guitar, and that's pretty cool. So, completed all the special challenges, and I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, we completed all the Ultra Unlocks, so hopefully we'll get the special ones. And when I said Arceus, it's probably wrong, but we're probably getting Hoopa instead of Arceus. Because as you know, on day 2 of GoFest, there were loads of Hoopa rings in the sky. And now, even now, you can see Hoopa in your loading screen. So that's really cool. And there were actually loads of bits of news. But since I'm really late, I'm only going to be going over one. And it is, thank you for an amazing Pokemon GoFest 2021. It says, trainers. With Pokemon Go Fest 2021 now behind us, it's time to reminisce on our favorite memories from the event. This year, Pokemon Go Fest was filled with celebration and music, and we hope you had as much fun as we did. Like last year's event, Pokemon Go Fest 2021 was held as a virtual event, bringing Pokemon Go Fest experience to millions of players all over the world. Here's a look at some of the numbers from the weekend, and this is actually amazing. Trainers caught over 1.5 billion Pokemon. Trainers spun over 900 million Pokestops, as one of their challenges was to spin Pokestops. Trainers completed over 23 million raids. Trainers collectively walked over 125 million kilometers. And we also brought special Pokemon Go Fest celebrations to over 20 cities around the world in partnership with local governments to ensure safety. So trainers looking for an adventure could explore and discover the local cities while playing Pokemon Go. On the first day of this year's Pokemon Go Fest 2021, trainers got to play the role of concert director and put on a special show in-game with a certain themed Pokemon. The show was such a success that even the mythical Pokemon Meloetta made an appearance. Oh yeah, I forgot to say, I did catch a Meloetta, so it has good IVs as well, so I'm happy about that. Marking the first time trainers were able to encounter and catch it in Pokemon Go. On the second day of Pokemon Go Fest 2021, the mythical Pokemon Hoopa appeared and caused a ruckus, and a wide assortment of legendary Pokemon began appearing in raids. Luckily, trainers were able to overcome the odds and complete all the global challenges during the event, thus unlocking this year's exciting Ultra Unlock bonuses. Stay tuned for more details on those soon. Thank you, trainers, for marking this year's Pokemon Go Fest, so making this Pokemon Go Fest so special. We're delighted to see how much you enjoyed the event, whether at home, at a local park, or even at one of our city celebrations. We look forward to the day that we can all celebrate together again. Until then, let's go. Yeah, so that's a cool bit of news. We would have done more, but then since GoFest is already over and pretty much all the bits of news about GoFest, obviously, so there's pretty much no point. There was one about special sponsorship with YouTube Premium, but I'll put that in the show notes if you want to read over it. And yeah, that's pretty much all the news. Now to go on to the next section. Yep, now it's time for Poke Time, and this week we're going to be going for Meloetta, the Melody Pokemon. Meloetta is a Pokemon with a musical bar style streak in its hair, quarter notes, or crotchets, for its arms and hands, and pupilless eyes resembling whole notes. It has a jewel on its forehead and a black headpiece that seems to be shaped like a treble clef, which doubles as an attached microphone, such as one often used by singers. Its ovular head seems to be about one third of its body height and about half its height and width. In its area form, Meloetta has light blue eyes and flowing wavy hair with light blue ovals that resemble whole notes. In its pirouette form, it has an auburn hair that seems to be stylized in a high bun and red eyes. In either form, its midriff and eyes match its hair. It is a gender unknown species. According to artist Inanova, Meloetta's beautiful music and dance inspired many works of art, music and songs. This made Pokemon popular among both musicians and dancers. Meloetta is able to change forms when it uses the move Relic Song, which it changes its form from area form to pirouette form, or vice versa. In its area form, Meloetta can sing beautiful songs, while in its pirouette form, Meloetta can perform graceful dances. In its area form, it is a dual type normal psychic type Pokemon, and in its pirouette form, it has a dual type normal fighting Pokemon. It reverts to area form when it's switched out when the battle ends. Like many other legendary and mythical Pokemon, Meloetta is capable of becoming invisible. And now for the best moveset and stuff. So we're going to be going over area form, which is what you caught recently. So it's a normal psychic type Pokemon, vulnerable to bug and dark type Pokemon, which is 160% damage. And resistant to ghost and psychic, which deals 63% damage. Best moveset for Meloetta, quick attack for offense, it's quick attack for the fast attack, and hyper beam for the charge move, and defense, confusion, and hyper beam. And so all moves can learn for quick moves, quick attack, and confusion. Main moves, hyper beam, side shock, thunderbolt, and dazzling gleam. There is a shiny, but I don't think you can actually currently get it. So the best Pokemon to counter it, Darkrai with Snarl and Dark Pulse, Yveltal with Snarl and Dark Pulse, Deoxys attack form with Poison Jab and Dark Pulse, Darkrai with Faint Attack and Dark Pulse, and Zoroark with Snarl and Foul Play, also Weavile with Snarl and Foul Play. Base stats, attack 250, defense 225, and stamina 225. So max CP for level 15 is 1702, level 20, 2269, level 30, 3405, level 40, 3972. Max CP with Weather Boost for level 25 is 2837, level 35, 3688. Max HP for level 40 is 189, height 0.6 meters, weight 6.5 kilograms, base catch rate 2%, base flea rate 1%, and body walk distance 20 kilometers. And now it's time for tip of the week, and this week we're going to be going over, well, pretty much just getting your storage back to normal. So over GoFest, probably caught lots of Pokemon, and what I do is, so first I check if I have lots of the Pokemon. If I do, then I check if it's, so I only keep the 3 stars, or if I have like only like 1 or 2, I keep the 2 stars, and then all the 0 stars and 1 stars I transfer if I have lots of Pokemon. So it just means you can get down your storage or Pokemon storage, and yeah. So that's a quick tip, and it's the end of the episode as well. So please subscribe so you don't miss another episode. Sorry I was late, next week we'll be back to schedule. And yeah, thanks for listening this far. Goodbye from TK Muffin.